In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the octave day of the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, meaning that we close today this great solemnity we dedicate to the foster father of our Lord. And I wanted to talk to you today about the death of this glorious patriarch, Saint Joseph. After the episode where Jesus was lost in the temple, the Gospels tell us nothing more about Saint Joseph. But his name is mentioned almost in passing in today's Gospel, where we learn that Christ began his public ministry when he was about 30 years old. And as it is told in the Gospel, being, as it was supposed, the son of Saint Joseph, the carpenter. But there is no indication that he, that is Joseph, would still be alive at this point. In all probability, Saint Joseph died before our Lord began his public career in the age of 30, and certainly he was dead before the wedding feast at Cana. Children, we know that Saint Joseph, he was a carpenter, and it's very likely, according to tradition, that he also taught his son the same trade. And through born in the royal house of David, Saint Joseph was a man of very humble circumstances, meaning that he didn't own much money or property, but he earned a living for himself and for his family through hard work and sweat. Therefore, Saint Joseph is also patron of the all working men and all fathers of the families who often have to work very hard to gain support for themselves and for their wife and for their children. And while the Holy Family did not live in luxury, it was thanks to the diligence and earnestness and hard working of Saint Joseph that Holy Family was well and properly provided for, meaning they never had to go hungry or starving. And we see in this the great humility of Saint Joseph. He was born of a royal blood of David, but because it was the will of God, he worked very hard in humble circumstances. And we should always remember this example, children. Any work which you will do as adults, as long as it is honest work and you gain the proper support for your family, don't ever think any work as below your grade or not suiting or fitting for yourself. Because Saint Joseph taught his son, that is Jesus, his own profession, this made also possible for Jesus to provide for himself and for his mother until he began his public ministry. So now the work of Saint Joseph was completed and he could die in peace. And it was therefore proper for Saint Joseph to die before the preaching of Christ and Christ began. Because you can think, children, that for the listeners who didn't know about the Holy Family, it would have been quite confusing if Christ had been preaching about his heavenly Father, if Joseph was there very close by him. And there is every reason to think that the multitudes, the great crowds of people, would have thought that when Jesus spoke of his father, he would have meant Saint Joseph. And in order to take away these doubts or avoid confusion, it was prudent that Saint Joseph had already passed into eternity. Saint Joseph had to decrease that the kingdom of God on earth could increase. And so at some point before Christ began his preaching, which we saw in today's Gospel, Saint Joseph died, but he was assisted and comforted by the loving presence of Jesus and Mary, and therefore he is not only protector of church and the patron of working men, but Saint Joseph is also protector of all who are dying, because his death in the company of Jesus and Mary was to become the very cherished ideal to all Christians. I also want to mention you about what was the waiting Saint Joseph after his death. Do you know, children, that from Saint Joseph and Blessed Mary we do not possess any first-class relics? And we of course know that this is the case for Virgin Mary, because she was assumed into heaven, body and soul, and we celebrate his assumption on August 15th. But of Saint Joseph's body, we also have no relics at all. And we can think as one possibility why this was, that Saint Joseph might have been assumed to heaven, body and soul as well. If you remember, children, from the apparition to the children of Fatima, you know that they beheld in the sky the child Jesus, who was held by Saint Joseph while standing next to Our Lady. Doesn't it make it sense to think that there was Holy Family all united, body and soul, in eternal paradise of heaven? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, who were so closely united on earth, would now be united again in heaven, body and soul. So many pious Catholics believe that after Saint Joseph's happy and holy death, his body was first buried in the Mount of Olives, and his soul went into limbo. But when the time of Christ's ascension came, Saint Joseph's soul was united with his body, and he was assumed into heaven. The great doctor of the Church, Saint Francis de Sales, has written, "How could we doubt that our Lord raised glorious Saint Joseph up into heaven, body and soul? For he had the honor and grace of carrying him so often in his blessed arms, arms in which our Lord took so much pleasure. Saint Joseph is therefore in heaven, body and soul, without a doubt." Children, now when we close this great octave of solemnity of Saint Joseph, think often that how glorious and how holy was the lives of all the members of the Holy Family. Christ, of course, died and was crucified for your sins' sake, so that not only you, but every man on earth would have the chance of salvation. Blessed Virgin Mary, back then, as even now, continues to pray for all the souls on earth, so that they would get to know her dear Son, would confess their sins, and would be taken to heaven after their death. And Saint Joseph, just like he protected Mary and child Jesus when he was living on earth, is now in heaven to protecting the Church, the mystical body of Christ. The workman, the mother, and the Son of God did so much and many glorious things while they were here on earth, and now they work even more glorious thing in heaven. And always remember, children, that you are the members of the mystical body of Christ, that is the Holy Catholic Church. And as long as you have Mary as your mother and Saint Joseph as your protector, you have nothing to fear in all the sorrows of life or all the temptations by the devils. But after your death, you can also join together with the saints and see that same Holy Family which the Fatima children saw: Jesus, Mary and Joseph, all united in heaven as our own Holy Family as well. May God bless you, children, in the name of the Father and of the Son.